Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcasting equivalent of a Caillou Columbus Day cartoon special. I'm your host, Mike, and I have on, because we are going to bracket off, Scooby-Doo ripoffs. And if you haven't seen the Scooby-Doo ripoffs, you are missing it, because they're some of the most hilariously bad cartoons and cheesy ripoffs of cartoons, but kind of surprisingly somewhat enjoyable all at the same time. So to do this, I had to reach out to a couple of guys who are experts at cartoons, especially cartoons that not many people may know about. So please welcome, for your viewing enjoyment, Joel and Andrew from the Cartoon Dumpster Dive podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Fantastic. I'm doing pretty well, too. I'm sitting here sharing an alcoholic beverage with you guys. I think you guys are doing, at least one of you is doing the whiskey. I'm doing some Guinness stout here.
I think we're both doing some whiskey.
Yep.
Is this going to be a George Thorogood situation? Are we going to get one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's up to thinking that that's a good time. But hey, you know what? Last call for alcohol. So,
there you go.
Not yet. I've got one more to go. But with that being said, I do want to let you guys explain your podcast in some detail here before we get started on this mini episode. But yeah, explain to people what you do over there at the Cartoon Dumpster Dive.
Andrew, take it away.
Cartoon Dumpster Dive is a podcast about the unknown, the weird, and the bad cartoons from your past. It's like a cartoon in conversation where it's on the tip of your tongue and you don't know the name. That's the shows we cover. They're trying to sell you toys, and that's about it. They want to sell you toys, merchandise, usually made by Deke Entertainment.
Deke Entertainment.
Yeah, usually made by Deke Entertainment.
Are you sure it's Deke? I like the second pronunciation better.
Joel calls it Dick a lot.
Look, I stand my ground on this. If they are willing to cut corners, then I'm willing to cut corners with pronouncing of their name.
Oh, not only that, anytime that you're begging, you could have named your product anything in the world, and yet they named it something that phonetically looks like Dick. They're getting exactly what they ask for, as far as I'm concerned.
It was too cheap for the K.
Yeah, they gave that to Kmart or Kroger, so. Big K brand. And so, yeah, with that said, I'm going to explain real quick what a whack bracket is, and then we will get into said whack bracketing. Whack brackets, shit, whack brackets ask the...
That beer was doing a number.
This happens, man. This happens to me. I'm a lightweight. You wouldn't think so, but I am. So, I'll try one more time. Whack Brackets is asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. I bring on fellow podcasters, such as my friends Andrew and Joel here, as well as some friends of the show, and we will bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And this is a mini episode. Sometimes we go eight deep. Since I'm going to have these guys on twice, they are actually going to record my Halloween special with me. We're going to stick to a couple of shorter brackets for your entertainment. And if you guys are ready to go, I'm ready to start.
Let's hit it.
Let's do it.
Alrighty. First question. In our Scooby-Doo Ripoffs podcast, we are going to pit the Clue Club against Speed Buggy. If anyone remembers those, I know these cartoon dumpster divers do, as do I, because I was old enough to actually remember these when they came on the air. Of these two, who do you think has a higher percentage of unsolved mysteries after they went off the air?
The higher percentage would be Clue Club. Mainly because I feel like Speed Buggy would be too busy with NASCAR. Because you gotta think, it was a car that raced and also solved mysteries.
Yeah.
So I feel like with the surge of NASCAR in the 80s, why wouldn't they pick up this car that could fly, swim, talk, all of it? They was making too much money from NASCAR to care about mysteries. That's it.
Yeah.
I also have to go with Clue Club just because they have two dogs. And also, unlike Scooby-Doo, they have two dogs that are for crime solving. They have a bloodhound and a basset hound.
Yeah.
And Speed Buggy, how many, you know, places can he go inside? And he damn sure can't go upstairs, so any two-floored mystery, they're screwed. So, yeah, Clue Club.
Right.
Also, I think three of them are detectives, and one of them's a sheriff. And then, like, the speed buggy crew is like a pit crew.
Yeah.
That's not mystery solving material. They're just a bunch of nosy rednecks.
So what you're actually saying is the higher percentage of unsolved mysteries, you think Clue Club would solve more. The higher percentage of unsolved would be speed buggy.
Oh, yeah. Unsolved. We read that wrong. So, yeah, speed buggy.
Yeah.
No, that's God. Okay.
I was right the first time. Never mind.
You know what? I'm going to change the question. We're going to reverse it. We're going to say the higher percentage of solved mysteries. I can do that because, hell, this is my show.
It's your show.
So, yeah, we're going to do that because you
guys... sorry. I didn't realize the whiskey... was this strong?
We're all in the bag now.
I actually just have a reading disability, so I just didn't read the un. So I'm just stupid. I can't blame it on alcohol.
So that being said, I'm going to agree 100% with you guys for a lot of reasons. First off, what is the deal with them just traveling and racing? They seem preoccupied.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to win a race, and now they got shit going on the side, and... I don't really know how they even have time to solve crimes and try to participate well in these races. The other problem I have with Speed Buggy is how the hell does he race? Have you looked at the front end of that car? There's no room for a motor.
Yes.
That's true.
None.
Maybe he's the first electric buggy.
You know what? Even then, you're going to have some electricity. You can't plug him into the wall. He can't go very far. And the battery can't be very big. You see what happens with a Leaf or whatever. You can get like 117 miles. I think maybe up to 200. But he's just driving all over the place. And then in the middle of the race, he's going to have to stop, go to the charging station. I don't think he's a good racer. I also don't think he's a very good detective. And I think the worst part about it, that cartoon, is that you have Tink. It's like, he is just Shaggy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Have you ever heard of a cartoon called Harvey Birdman?
Attorney at Law. Of course, yes. Yeah.
There's two jokes that I love about it. There's one episode where Shaggy is freaking out because he sees all the people who are him. And then there's another episode, they ask Speed Buggy if he has a driver's license, and he's like, I didn't realize I needed a license to drive myself.
Yeah. No, it makes perfect sense. And the Clue Club, I remember as a kid, I had a Clue Club coloring book, and I really, even though it was on for like 16 episodes, I think, I loved the Clue Club. Again, they're jamming like 57 people into a small car. I don't understand why they think this is a good idea. The Mystery Machine had an entire van. This car has more people than the entire Mystery Machine, I think, between dogs and people. And yet they all fit into a little bitty car. But they've got a lot of other things going on for them. They got the girl that has the computers. They have the guy that actually has the Sherlock Holmes hat, which tells me that he probably knows a shit.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, so I think the Clue Club is going to have the higher percentage of solved mysteries after this, because I think they're going to stick with it longer. They don't have anything better to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speed Buggy's got a racing career to think about.
Yep.
Mystery solving is more of a hobby.
His racing career can't be very good, though.
Let's face it. Now, Speed Buggy, he probably would have a giant Confederate flag spray painted on the front of him.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He'd have some problematic viewpoints about Teslas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would try to do a Speed Buggy impersonation, but I would spit all over my computer, and I don't want to do that. So, yeah. Clue Club will face the winner of this question, which is the new Shmoo versus Jabberjaw. Which one of these two cartoons has a more realistic storyline?
I have to go with Jabberjaw for one reason. What the hell is a Shmoo? He's some weird, pervy, mustachioed blob man who can shapeshift? That's unrealistic. Now a drum-playing shark. Now that's something I can sink my teeth into. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I'm going to interrupt here, unless you're not done, but I'm going to actually disagree with you.
Really?
Ooh. I am, and I'll tell you why. For starters, the thing about the new Shmoo, you have ripoff characters, but we didn't know they were ripoffs at the time because two of the characters look like, one of them looks like Chris Farley, and the other one looks like Rick Moranis. And then you have this armless Shmoo who has like the Larry Bird starter mustache. He does shapeshift. I agree with you. Jabberjaw shapeshifts too.
Yeah.
You got me there.
He's a breathing shark. It's 2076 and he's living underwater. He plays drums. He shapeshifts. He's a bad Rodney Dangerfield impersonator.
Oh, Yeah, he is. He's both Rodney Dangerfield and Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
He goes, whoop, 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 whoop.
Yep.
That's true. And then it bothers me that in 2076, we're still not against speciesism because they have the robot ejectors or the shark ejectors, the robots, and they still have a problem with this shark. He's the drummer in a rock band. I don't know. The whole cartoon to me, I don't think the shmoo is realistic at all, but it's equally as realistic and, in my opinion, more realistic because they're just people, except the shmoo.
Isn't the shmoo in modern day, though?
I think he is, but
Jabberjaw's in the future, so genetic modification, you could make a shape-shifting shark to play the drums. So, haha.
Is shmoo from the past, though, or the future? Let's say the shmoo's from the future.
True.
That's true.
Mm. Yeah, so yeah.
Damn it.
I get to decide the tiebreaker, then.
You do? Go for it.
So, maybe me and Andrew have spent too much time together, but I got to go with Jabberjaw.
Okay.
Yes. And it's what he mentioned. It's set in the future.
Yeah.
2076. Have you seen the nuclear warheads that North Korea has now? Who's to say that there won't be a nuclear war in the next 10 years and it mutates sharks to where they can play the drums?
And thank God all he wanted to do was play the drums, because they're vicious killers.
Yes.
Well, apparently there's a lot of these sharks. I don't know if they shapeshift, but if they've gone through the trouble of having shark ejectors, these have to be a regular occurrence.
That's true. Maybe that's what the band is for. They're like, see, sharks are your friend.
Exactly.
They won't murder you.
Who's to say that the great shark-human war of 2052 will not be a thing?
Possible.
There's also another Shaggy ripoff. Skipper or Scooty or I don't remember.
Scooty?
Scooty.
They all start with an F, don't they? Or S.
Scooty.
That's what I'm going to call him. Scooty the Skipper. Jabberjaw's best friend. We didn't do research on this show, so
that's all right. There wasn't a lot of research to do. Sadly, a lot of these Scooby-Doo ripoffs did not last very long.
Well, they were all made by the same guy.
Yeah.
It's still Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, Joe and Ruby Spears.
Yeah, he's just like, what if it was Scooby-Doo but a shark? But also, what if it was Scooby-Doo and a weird goopy alien? He just kept doing that.
Yeah.
Did you know that the new Shmoo is actually from Little Abner back in the 40s?
Really?
Yes. Somehow or another, he was like a Little Abner character. I'm pretty sure it was the 40s. And he was relatively popular. And then for some reason, they just remanufactured him in the late 70s, early 80s and gave him some kind of cartoon mystery show.
Even back then, we're still doing reboots.
Not even a good one. I mean, what the hell is a shmoo? I don't know. With that said, it looks like, yeah, that was the more realistic Jabberjaw somehow gets through over the shmoo. It baffles me. Jabberjaw gets to go against the Clue Club in our snack whack bracket finale. Which two of these cartoons would provide more satisfying Happy Meal toys? Would they be Jabberjaw or would they be the Clue Club?
I feel like it'd be Jabberjaw because it's just two dogs and like some kids, but everybody likes a shark. And they had that cool submarine that could be like the cheap pull it back and it goes.
Yeah.
So, but Clue Club, it's like you could do their car, the two dogs. I don't know. I don't see kids pining after that one. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Jabberjaw.
Well, here's the thing with Jabberjaw. Don't get me wrong. He goes underwater. You can get him with a little blowhole. You squirt him on you. I think that's, you know, that's not sharks. I don't even know. I don't even know. Yeah, forget all the dolphins, whales. I don't know. Anything that goes underwater has to have a hole, right? So, yeah, you put it at the top.
Don't we all have holes?
Yes. Orifices are kind of necessary, I believe. So, that being said, maybe you don't have that, but you could wind him up behind a drum set and he acts like he's playing drums. You have the little push button and he repeats his Rodney Dangerfield ripoff catchphrase. But Clue Club at least has a few more things. Like you said, they have the dogs, which are perfect for Happy Meal toys. People love dogs.
That's true.
You also get the car. The one thing that people forget about with the Clue Club is the Clue Club had a ring. So, it was like a Clue Club ring. It was a decoder ring, which is pretty badass. This is old Mike coming out, because when I was a kid, I loved the Clue Club. I like Jabberjaw, but I love the Clue Club. So I think I'd love the decoder ring. I think it was actually something good, and it would make me buy Ovaltine. But still, I'm going to go decoder ring, and I'm going to go with the Clue Club. being a better Happy Meal toy. So tie break again.
God. I didn't know there was a Dakota ring,
yeah.
And that's way more fun than that's a wind-up cool. shark. So it's like, I kind of want to go with Clue Club.
No, I was going to say Jabberjaw,
yeah.
Just because of his horrible laugh.
Yeah.
But oh, now yeah. that I know that there was a Dakota ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dakota rings are badass.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Clue Club all yeah. the way.
We yeah. are for Clue Club.
All right.
That's a tongue twister. Cartoon Dumpster Dive is for Clue Club. Three times fast.
I will go to a McDonald's right now to get that Happy Meal if I get a Dakota ring.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. So there you go.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Now we just got to talk to McDonald's, get them to put a Clue Club, a 50-year-old show Happy Meal in their new toy line.
Reboots are all the rage. I'm sure we could get them to reboot Clue Club. Like, it's like Scooby-Doo, but with two dogs.
Two.
And they'll be like, producers are stupid, so they'll go, two dogs, make it immediately.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, about, you know, the Happy Meal stuff is really, from what I've seen about McDonald's hamburgers, you can leave them for 10 years, they still look the same. So really, maybe they still have old boxes from the original Happy Meals that had Clue Club toys in them, and they just had to pull them off the shelf again.
Yeah, they probably thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that being said, I think we have a winner in our Scooby-Doo ripoff bracket, and it will be the Clue Club. And
I come from back victory.
Because we had to switch their question, but
it's all right. Look like Speed Buggy, but we left him in the dust.
He could not find an electric charging port to finish the race.
That's right. He's still sitting there trying to get to the finish of this episode. He's got a USB charger. That's what it is, because it's so small.
Yeah, because he would be in an 80s electric car technology.
Ooh.
He's basically a toaster on wheels.
Yeah, he's got like 16 D-size batteries
that yeah.
last about 13 minutes. And you have to spend about another $16 to get him going. So, yeah, he's not a very affordable car, doesn't sound like.
No.
So that being said, I think we are in agreement that the Clue Club is going to win our Scooby-Doo ripoff bracket. And I want to thank these guys, the Cartoon Dumpster Dive. And before we go with this episode, I will let you guys do one more quick explanation, especially of how people can get a hold of you on the social media platforms and say hey to folks again.
We have our own official website. CartoonDumpsterDive.com. There you can check out our store. We have merch for sale. You can request a cartoon through the website. We have a Twitter handle CartoonDD. We have an Instagram, CartoonDumpsterDive, a Facebook, CartoonDumpsterDive. If there's a social media platform, we're on it, except for TikTok, because we can't dance.
Oh, I bet you could dance if you try.
You can dance if you want to.
Yeah.
You can leave your friends behind.
We will not do the Men Without Hats. You know what? Maybe we'll quote Men Without Hats during our Halloween episode. But until our Halloween episode, I will say, yeah, check them out. I actually came across them when I went to @CartoonDD, but I was actually looking for like cosplay images of Velma. You know, I was hoping for the double Ds, and I ended up with a Cartoon Dumpster Dive.
That's why we did it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, well, it worked.
Specifically made sure that the Ds were capitalized.
Maybe we need to cosplay as Velma.
Yeah.
Get even more.
Yeah, get them invested.
Yeah, I could say this about Velma. I don't know why, but she seems to be the most often cosplayed cartoon character. Oddly arousing.
Everyone loves a sexy nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
And she nails that one. So with that being said, yeah, check these guys out. Check out their podcast, Cartoon Dumpster Dive. And you think that we went deep here, they go on some crazy stuff. They're talking about like living mummies, I think is what you guys are on now. So,
well, yeah, that's yep. this week's Mummies Alive.
So yeah, check those guys out. Check out their Instagrams. Check out my Instagrams. I am @WhackBrackets. I am also on the Tweeters and the Facebooks. I don't mess around with Facebooks much. As well as if you want to reach out, tell us what we screwed up in this episode, you can send it to me at my email, which is anything@WhackBrackets.com. You can send it to Velma's Double D's @WhackBrackets.com, and I will get it, I promise you. And we will respond as soon as we can. But I want to thank you guys again. This has been a fun episode. As mentioned, this was, well, all of these cartoons were cartoons that I screwed around with when I was a kid. And this has been a lot of fun for me. So I will let Joel and Andrew say goodbye on the way out. And we will see you guys for the Halloween episode. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us. You guys have a great day.
See you.